Right, let's delve into this constitutional court issue. The Judicial Service Commission sitting during the week and after 2 days, I think, of intensive questioning, well, they were supposed to put forward four candidates for a permanent position as a constitutional court justice. But after those 2 days, which by all accounts were very intense indeed, they haven't been able to do it. They cannot come up with four candidates. They can only come up with three. So what's going on there? And what are the implications? To talk about this, we welcome to 702 Drive Begazeli Benjamin. He's Research and Advocacy Officer at Judges Matter. Mr. Benjamin, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Before we look at implications, let's talk about what's actually happened here. Why couldn't they come up with four names?
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to the listeners. They didn't come up with four names because they had only shortlisted five people. One of them withdrew before the interviews due to they had an accident, and so they had to withdraw for health reasons. And so they went ahead in the interviews with only four candidates. Now, that meant that were sort of was a risky position because it meant that if any of the four candidates are not suitable for appointment, then none of the candidates can put forward as a recommendation.
Okay, problems with that line. Let's sort it out. In the meanwhile, let's also get you sorted out with the traffic, and then we'll come back to that conversation with Mbegazeli Benjamin. We made some headway. Should have been five people who were before the JSC. One of them pulled out. That may partly explain what happened. We'll find out if there's anything more to it as well. And crucially, what are the implications for the country's highest court? But at 4:15, let's get you out onto the roads. 4:17, let's pick up where we were with Mbegazeli Benjamin, Research and Advocacy Officer at the organization Judges Matter. Just to quickly say, what we're discussing is the fact that the Judicial Services Commission were meant to, over 2 days, advance the process of filling a vacant seat at the Constitutional Court. That's not going to happen. They were meant to put four names forward to President Cyril Ramaphosa. In compliance with the law, they could only come up with three. So we're falling short, and Mbegazeli is back with us. He was explaining why that happened. What we heard from you, Mr. Benjamin, was that there should have been five people before the JSC. One person had personal difficulties, so there were only four, and that's where I think we lost you. So if you could pick up there.
Yes. There were four names or four candidates that were actually interviewed on Monday and Tuesday. Now, the difficulty with only interviewing four people is that you either put through all of their names if you find them suitable, or if any one of them is not suitable for appointment, then none of them can be put forward. And so that is precisely what happened. The JSC explained that after the interviews on Monday and Tuesday, they found one of the candidates not suitable for appointment to the Constitutional Court. That means all four could not be sent to the president, because the Constitution at Section 174, subsection 4, says that the JSC must send four names to the president.
So, Mr. Benjamin, I mean, in the past, there's been criticism of the JSC process. Without going into detail as to what those criticisms were, the fact that it hasn't produced a satisfactory outcome in terms of advancing process, what are your thoughts about the 2 days? I mean, was the questioning generally good? Are they on the right track to produce good candidates to put before the head of state?
Well, you know, the funny part, John, is we've been one of those critics of the JSC.
Yes.
And how the process goes about. But this time around, we actually were quite impressed. The interviews were focused really on the candidates' qualities, their legal experience. Even we got to debate about judicial philosophy, which is something we don't often get to. And so it wasn't necessarily that the interviews themselves were defective. It was simply that they didn't have enough candidates. And this is something that the JSC has sort of caused through its own bad conduct. And so even though it has turned a corner in terms of how it conducts the interviews, we are yet to see good candidates in sufficient numbers putting themselves forward.
Let's talk a little bit about implications, because you have written a piece in collaboration with Nreena Ali, who's director of the Center for Law and Society and a senior lecturer in public law at UCT. And you've raised concerns about the fact that well into April, as we are now, there have been no judgments from the Constitutional Court. Do you attribute this to them, to the bench being one judge short? And secondly, just for context, if you could just say, what might we reasonably expect, you know, well into the first quarter of the year?
Well, let me start with the second bit of your question.
Yes.
The first judgment is coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
They've already announced that the first judgment is coming out tomorrow, which is great, even though it's late. But in terms of the broader implications of not having a full complement of judges, Nreena Ali has done a study of the Constitutional Court over the last 10 years. And one of the problems has been that it has not had a full complement of judges, which is why it is slow to put out judgments. It is slow to deliver the judgments, in addition to other factors such as the workload that has increased since 2013. But the not having sufficient permanent judges on the Constitutional Court is a weakness. And the JC not filling the vacancy this week means that weakness continues into the future.
One of the issues that seems to have come up as a theme, just to return to process, but perhaps link it to the failure of the JC to advance things, is the question of whether people who are legal academics are fit to serve on the bench. Not because they lack knowledge of the law, but my understanding is the JSC has been saying one of the ways we scrutinize judges, their legal acumen, their view of the role of a judge in society and so on, is through their judgments. What are your own thoughts on that? I mean, do you think that is a factor, and is it sufficiently important to exclude, for example, one of the candidates, Professor David Bilchitz? It seemed to come up quite a lot in regard to his possible candidature.
Well, John, it's not right to exclude candidates simply because they are academics or they have never been judges before, because the Constitution itself says that only 4 of the 11 members of the Constitutional Court need to have been judges prior to them being appointed to the Constitutional Court. That means the 7 needed to have come from, or could have come from, other experiences before they could be appointed to the Constitutional Court. But where I see the problem is that the JSC is not flexible enough in considering the experience needed in the Constitutional Court. One advantage that academics have is that they have in-depth knowledge on particular fields of the law. Right now, in the Constitutional Court, we need someone with commercial law experience.
Yes.
We need people with private law experience. And often practitioners don't necessarily have the depth that academics would have. And so it's important to bring in all kinds of experiences, because at the end of the day, the Constitutional Court sits as a minimum of 8 judges. So that experience must balance against each other. People who've been previously judges, people who've been previously lawyers, people who've been previously academics, they all work together in order to develop the jurisprudence of the Constitutional Court. That is the vision that the Constitution wants out of that institution.
And just finally, Mr. Benjamin, and briefly, if you can, I mean, what next? Do the 4 need to appear again? Or do another 1 or 2 or possibly 3 need to come before the JSC and then round off the process? I'm assuming the 4 who have already gone through the mill are not going to have to do it again.
Well, the whole process starts from scratch, John.
Oh.
The JSC will advertise for the position, and then they will shortlist any candidates who do apply. If those who were interviewed previously have put themselves forward, then they'll have to be re-interviewed. One of the candidates on Tuesday actually is coming for the fourth time for the same position.
Thanks so much. And Mbegezeli Benjamin, Research and Advocacy Officer at Judges Matter. It's 24 minutes past 4.